This is the same sheet as last week.
这是和上周一样的一个单张。
If you could turn in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 24, please.
好，我们回到约书亚记的二十四章。约书亚记二十四章。
How many of you were not here last Tuesday afternoon for this study? You were not.
如果你上周四、上周二不在的话呢？谁不在？举个手。
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'll do just a brief review for those who were not here.
那我们为没有来的呢，我们做一个很简单的回顾。
We're taking this chapter, Joshua 24, for our studies for a few Tuesday afternoons.
那我们就用未来几周的周二下午呢来学习约书亚记二十四章的内容。
Your outline says, who are you serving?
你的单章上写着呢，你是侍奉谁的？
Okay. Now, we also say, choose today.
我们也说呢，今天就做选择。
Let me explain that to you, like this.
那我们这么来解释哈。
If you do not choose to serve the Lord, then you are choosing not to serve the Lord.
如果你选择不侍奉神呢，其实你已经远离他了。
Yeah. In other words, not to choose is a choice.
所以呢，不选择其实是一个已经是一个选择了。
No. And we'll try to explain that as we go ahead. Joshua 24 and the first 13 verses gives us a very concise history of the nation of Israel.
那约书亚记二十四章的前十四节呢，给了我们以色列人从在那个时候特别简洁的一个历史。
Does anybody know who the first Jew was?
谁知道第一个犹太人是谁呀？
Abraham, very good.
亚伯拉罕。
And does anybody know where the record of God calling Abraham is?
你们知道神呼召亚伯拉罕的记录是什么吗？
In the Bible.
在圣经里。
Mm-hmm. Anybody know?
谁知道？
Genesis 12. Genesis chapter 12. So very early in the Bible, we have the beginning of this Jewish nation.
在创世纪十二章就讲到了第一个犹太人亚伯拉罕，所以是非常早的时候。
And our review of the history of the Jew starts in chapter 24 with Abraham, his father actually, and Abraham, and goes right to the promised land.
所以我们二十四章的这个历史呢，就是从亚伯拉罕到以撒呢，一直讲到了进迦南地的这段时期。
God's presentation or God's argument to the people was, I have done everything for you.
神对当时的犹太人说呢，我为你们已经做了所有的事。
He said, I called your father Abraham, I fought your battles, I gave you the land, I gave you even the houses that you live in.
他说呢，我呼召了你们的先祖亚伯拉罕，我为你们征战。我把你们带进现在你们住的房屋。
So Joshua is bringing the children of Israel to a crossroads.
所以约书亚呢，带着以色列的孩子们呢，来到了一个十字路口。
That's the reason we have the admonition, choose today who you will serve.
这就是今天我们这个题目叫选择，今天就选择的意思。
There is an urgency. There's something that needs to be done now.
这里是有一个急迫性的，也 要做选择的急迫性。
Okay. I would like to read verses 14 and 15.
那我们来读14到15节。
I want you to be aware of the word serve.
我希望大家关注在这段里面的词侍奉。
I will try to emphasize that word as I read.
我会强调这个词在我读的时候。
Verse 14.
14节。
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
Verse 15.
15节。
And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Our theme for our study is the word serve.
所以我们的主题学习呢，是关于这个词侍奉。
From verses 14 through verse 28 in our chapter, the word serve is mentioned 14 times.
从14节到我们这一章的28节呢，侍奉这个词被提到了14次。
14 times in 15 verses.
一共就15节的内容，侍奉就讲了14次。
The Lord does not want us to miss the theme.
所以神不希望我们丢掉这个主题。
It is serve, 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 so on and on it goes.
所以他不停地在讲侍奉，侍奉，侍奉。
Okay, now we learned last week how we were to serve the Lord. That's number one on your outline.
那上一周呢，我们讲到了第一点，就是如何侍奉上帝。
We were to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth.
我们要诚心实意地侍奉他。
Can anyone answer the question, what does it mean to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth? What does that mean?
有谁能够回答这个问题，说这是什么意思，要以诚心实意地侍奉他。这是什么意思？
Anyone?
谁能告诉我们？
Obey him?
顺服他。
Okay. Something else?
还有别的吗？
听他的话。
Follow his word?
Follow his word? Okay. You notice the little definitions, the meaning of the words on your outline.
你们看底下有一些小的解释在你的单张上。
Sincerity means all of your heart.
这个诚心实意指的就是你所有的心。
And the word truth comes from a word that means faithful or reliable, okay? Something sure.
那真理这个词是来自于一些确实的事情啊，就是可倚靠的确实的事实。
Let me tell you a story about my youngest son when he was in the first grade in school.
我要告诉你我的小儿子当他一年级时候的一个故事。
One day he came home from school and told me that two of his friends became Christians that day.
有一天他从学校回来告诉我，他班上有两个同学今天成为基督徒了。
He says, how old, huh? Seven? Six? 7 years old? something like that, six or seven years old.
所以他那个时候其实才六岁或者七岁的时候，他一年级嘛。
And, so I asked him some questions about how it all happened, and he said, well, it was at recess, and he talked to them out on the playground about that they needed the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And he said, two of my friends said they wanted Jesus to be their Savior.
然后我就问他到底发生了什么，他就说他在操场上啊，跟他两个朋友，跟他的很多朋友在讲，说他们，你们都需要耶稣基督。然后他说我的两个好朋友就说呢，那我们要耶稣基督成为我的救主。就是
So you wonder, you know, I don't know how he understood. I don't know what they said. And so, a week or so passed.
那我，所以呢，我其实也不知道他们交谈内容是什么，他们怎么讲的这个福音，我都不知道。然后呢，一周过去了。
So I asked my son Mark, I said, how are those two new Christians doing at school?
然后呢，我一周以后呢，就问那个马可，就是我的小儿子，我说你的两个新的基督徒朋友在学校怎么样啊？
He said one of them did not get saved.
然后他说呢，他说他们当中的一个啊，一个肯定没有得救。
And I said, how do you know?
我说你怎么知道呢？
He said because he still swears and he won't obey the teacher.
他说他依然不愿意顺服他的老师啊，不想听老师的话。
And I said, how do you know that the other one became a Christian?
那我说你怎么知道另外一个是基督徒呢？
He said, because I asked him, did you believe it in your head or did you believe it with all of your heart? And he said, I believe it with all of my heart.
然后呢，他说呢，是因为这个时候我就问我另外一个朋友，我说你是不是不但在你脑子里相信，你全部的心你也相信呢？那个朋友说，是，我全部的心也相信。
That's what the word sincerity means, with all of your heart and with all of your mind.
那这就是这个真诚的诚心实意的意思，这个词的意思就是。
Matter of fact, you must serve the Lord in sincerity with all of your heart, because if you don't,then you have another master somewhere.
所以我们总是要以真心实意诚心实意的来服侍我们这个主啊，因为如果不是这样的，我们一定还有另外的一个主在我们心里。
Okay. So, then in verse 15, Joshua asked them to make a choice.
所以在15节呢，约书亚就叫他们做一个选择了。
Let's think about the firstthought in verse 15.
那我们来看15节的前面。
And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好。
Now, this word evil could also be understood, as I've suggested, to be bad, to be wrong, or to be displeasing.
那这个不好呢，在这里可以是对，evil 这个词在这里是不好、错的或者不喜欢的、令人。
Now, if I were to say to you today, how many of you think it is wrong to serve the Lord? Raise your hand.
如果我现在今天问大家，有谁认为侍奉神是不好的，请举手。
Nobody will raise their hand.
没有人会举这个手。Huh?
Nobody's going to say that.
没有人会这么说。
But what if I said, if you think it is too hard to serve the Lord?
如果换个说法呢，如果你认为侍奉神太难了。
Or if you think it cost you too much in your personal life to serve the Lord.
如果你认为呢，在你个人生命当中要付出太多的代价来侍奉这个神。
Or if you think I don't have time to serve the Lord.
或者你说呢，我真的没有时间来侍奉这个神。
Or, I can't serve the Lord because my family wouldn't understand.
我不能侍奉神，因为我的家人可能会不理解。
It is just out of the question to serve the Lord. I can't do that right now.
那总是呢会成问题，不行，我做不到。
This is what Joshua was asking these people.
这其实是约书亚在问这些人的问题的内容。
Do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's out of the question? Do you think it's too hard to serve the Lord?
你们认为这不好？你们这是成问题，做不到，太难吗？
So he tells them that they need to evaluate what the options are. If they're not going to serve the Lord, what are the options?
所以他们要评估这两个选项了。
Joshua says in verse 15, if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. And then he gives some options.
所以十五节后面呢，接着他就说，你们可以有这个选择。
So he said, if you're not going to serve the Lord, are you going to serve the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood? Probably making a reference to Moab before they crossed the Jordan River. Are you going to serve the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the river?
他是说呢。那你们还有一个选项，就是你们侍奉列祖在大河那边所要侍奉的那些神呢，也许是摩押国的那些神啊，就是他们的先祖。
Or how about, do you want to serve the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell? In other words, the Amorites were a pagan people. They had their own gods. If you don't want to serve the Lord, you want to serve the false gods of the Amorites?
或者呢，你们想侍奉当地这些，亚摩利人所拜的那些假神。
So the options, seem ridiculous, really.
所以这样的替代选项看起来是好像很荒唐的。
Do you want to serve a God who called you and fought your battles and gave you the land and gave you the vineyards and gave you the houses and did everything for you, the living God? Or do you want to serve some gods of stone or wood that can't talk or move? It seems ridiculous.
对，他其实摆出来的选项就是，你是愿意侍奉那个为你征战、带领你、供应你、把你领进、这样、美地的这个神呢，还是去拜、那个金银所造的不能说话死的那个神呢？这两个选项其实非常鲜明的。
Many, many years ago, right here in the city of Vancouver, I was shopping for some souvenirs for my children to take home to Ontario to them.
很多年以前呢，也是在这里温哥华，我有一天在回这个安大略省之前呢，我给孩子们买一点小小的纪念品。
So, what do you bring your kids, when you are away?
当你离家要回家了以后之前呢，你会给你们孩子们带什么
?T-shirts.T-shirts.、
你会。
With Vancouver. written on the T-shirts. Okay.
你会带一个 T 恤。上面写了几个大字 Vancouver.
You know, my dad visited Vancouver and he brought me this t-shirt.
然后呢他儿子会穿上，你看我爸去了 Vancouver, 你看他给我带了这件衣服穿上。
So I was downtown there somewhere, Harold probably dropped me off and I'm looking for souvenirs. So I go to a t-shirt, store.
那我大概那时候是在 downtown, 那个 Harold 把我丢那个载我过去。放在那里我就去逛那个 T-shirt 店。
Okay. So, I find some T-shirts and I go up to the clerk and I'm waiting in line so that I can pay for the T-shirts.
然后挑好了 T 恤以后呢我就排队去付款。
I look up on the wall in the store and there was, it was like a window, but it was just a little,The window didn't look out, but it looked like a window there.
所以我看在墙上呢，它有个假的做出来的那个窗子，看起来好像一个窗，但是它看不到外面的。它就是、
there was no glass in the window, but there was a statue in the window.
因为那个这个上面呢，它没有玻璃，但是呢，它有一尊像在上面。
So, I looked at that, and when I got to the cashier to pay for my t-shirts, I asked him, I said, what is that statue in that little window up there?
然后呢，我在付款的时候呢，我就问那个店员，我说那个像啊，放在那个小窗户上的那个像到底啥东西？
He said, that is my God.
然后呢，那个店员说，那是我的神呐。
I said, that is your God?
然后我说，那是你的神吗？
He said, yes.
他说，是啊。
I said, where did you get that God?
我说，你从哪搞来这个神的？
He said, I brought it from India.
他说，我从印度买来的，我从印度带来的。
I said, I don't think he can walk, I said.
我说呢，我猜他走不了路啊。
He said, no, he cannot walk.
他当然不能走啊。他说。
I said, I don't think he can see.
我也不觉得他能看得见。
I said, I don't think he can speak.
然后我说呢，我也觉得他不会说话。
I said, what good is that God to you?
那我说，这样的神对你有什么好呢？
He said, I don't know. I don't know, he said. I don't know. So, anyhow, I said, what do you think about Jesus Christ?
那我就问他，那你怎么看耶稣基督啊？
He said, oh, Jesus was a good man.
他说，耶稣是个好人，耶稣是个好人。
He said, yes. I said, we have a problem.
我说我们有个麻烦。
He said, we do. I said, yes, we have a problem.
我说是我们有个麻烦。
I said, do you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven?
然后我说你相不相信耶稣是唯一的道路去天堂的呢？
He said, no.
他说不。
I said, we got a big problem.
我说我们真的有大麻烦。
If Jesus is not the only way to heaven, he is a liar.
我说如果他不是唯一的道路去天堂呢，他就是一个说谎的。
Because he said he was the only way to heaven. And if he's not the only way to heaven, he is a liar.
因为他说他是唯一的去天堂的道路，如果不是呢，他就真是个说谎的。
I said, are you calling the good man Jesus Christ a liar?
那我说你是不是说一个好人，你所说的好人耶稣他是个撒谎的人呢？
He said, do you want the t-shirts or not?
然后他就说你到底还要不要买 T 恤?
By now, I got several people lined up behind me in line, you know.
然后我后面已经排队了。
False gods. They don't even get on the list, false gods. Why would I think of false gods?Compared to the living God.
因为他从来不会去想我这个假神这个这样的金银做的假神跟神活神的区别是什么。
But this is exactly what Joshua is doing. He's saying, look how ridiculous it is. You got the living God who's done everything for you, and you got false gods who can't see or walk or they do nothing.Who are you going to serve?
这其实就是约书亚在这里摆出来的两个选择。他说你有一个活神，他在帮你，他在祝福你，他为你做这一切的事。你有一个不能走，不能看，不能听的一个假神在那。这你对比一下，你就知道你要信什么。
Have you made a conscious, intelligent decision based on the word of God?Have you made a decision to choose to serve the Lord?
你是不是在意识里很清醒地做了这么样一个选择，就是你知道哪一个是你要跟随的那个真神。
If you say, not yet,
如果你说还没有，还没想好。
Then you have chosen not to serve the Lord. Do you see the point?
实际上呢，你这个答案就已经选择了我还不去跟随神。
Not to choose is really to choose not.
你不选择其实就是选择不。
My wife and I have had the privilege of ministering among the Cree Indians in James Bay in Ontario. Cree, C-R-E-E, Cree, Cree. Indians. It's a tribe.
Oh, it's a tribe. Okay.
Yeah.
他在那个安大略的时候，他们有一次去拜访一个印第安的部落，一个叫 Cree Indian.
From the early 1980s, we have often visited this tribe, the Cree Indians, and had the ministry of God's word among them.
因为在那个时候的80年代的早期呢，他们经常去，就把福音讲给这个部落的人听。
Usually, I would go to preach to and teach the Bible to these people in the months of January and February.
一般呢，我一般都是在一月份和二月份呢，跟他们去讲这个福音。
The reason that I would go or we would go in January and February is because they live on an island in James Bay.
原因呢，我们一二月份去，因为他们住在James Bay 就是海这个湾的岛上。
Okay. Now in the winter, when when James Bay freezes, you can drive across the ice to the island. You can drive.
如果在一二月份就是特别冷的时候呢，整个湾就全冻实了。在冻实的情况下呢，您直接开车开到这个岛上去。
In the summer, you have to take a canoe with a motor on it, big canoe with a motor on it, and it's like a taxi. You call the canoe, and they take you across to the island.
但在夏天呢，你就只能坐一个独木舟，那但是是有小马达的那个独木舟，就像他们那个岛上的这个出租车一样，但他们管这个叫独木舟，呼呼就上岛了。
They're like little ferries.
就像个小的渡船一样。
They only take a few people.
只能每次载那么小几个人这样。
Can you imagine that between Vancouver and Vancouver Island that the water froze and you could drive over to that's what we're talking about.
你能想象从温哥华到温哥华岛这边大的海域全部冻上了，然后你开车开到温哥华岛上去那个情形。
So for many years, and even to the present, we have good friends and have ministry on this island.
那很多年呢，即使到现在，我们在这个岛上都还有很多好的朋友。
Most often when I went in January, we would have what we call gospel meetings.
那我们经常在一月份呢，我们就管开一些会，叫做福音的会。
The purpose of the meetings was to preach the gospel so that people could hear about the Lord Jesus and be saved.
那我们的目的就是为了讲神的福音，让有人能够得救。
I had finished a week.Of gospel meetings, and I had gone home from James Bay.
那我做完一周的这个福音会之后呢，我就回家了。
Now my home was seven or eight hours drive by car, and then 200 miles by train.And then get on the ice road and drive over on the ice road to the island. That's how far away I was.
我是非常远的地方，我得200英里呢，得坐火车，还得呢开车开个七八个小时，然后在冰上再开过去啊，就这么一个过程。
When we would catch the train to go up so that we could go to the island, The train was called the Polar Bear Express.
当我们赶上这个火车去这个岛上那个方向那个火车呢，这个火车的名字叫极地快车，极地北极熊快车，北极熊快车。
And that's the only way you could get there because there were no roads. You could not drive, but you could take the train or you could either fly.
你或者坐飞机去，你或者只能坐这个。 火车，因为它没有路连接的。
Okay. So I had had the gospel meetings, and we were back in our home, in Ontario.
所以我们结束了这个会呢，就回到了安大略，我们自己的家。
And the telephone rang.
然后呢，电话响了。
One of the elders, had a request.
那有一个长老呢，那地方长老就有一个请求给我们。
He said there was a young couple who were expecting their first child, and the child was born dead.
他说有
stillbirth, they call it.
有一对年轻的夫妻啊，他们的第一个头胎的孩子呢，死了，是个死胎。
And they wondered, would you come and take the burial service, for them?
他说你能不能再来啊，做一个这个安葬的这个服饰啊。
And so I said, yes, I will go.
对，我说可以，可以，可以。
So I went, drove back, got on the train, went back up.
我们刚回来，我们又回头，对，又坐火车，又开车，又去了那，又去了一遍。
Yeah. So, their building was a very, very simplistic, small, I don't know how to say that.
他们的地方啊非常简单也非常小啊，就他那块那个孩子呢去世的孩子那个人家里。
It was made out of, the walls were made out of plywood. plywood.
Yeah, 他那个房那个墙是用那个石膏板搭的。
Yeah. And there was maybe two light bulbs, hanging from the ceiling. That was all the light they had.
然后呢有两个灯柱子。
Yeah.
在悬。
And a,
对就是灯泡了就是在屋子里。这就是所有光源的来源。
And they had a wood burning stove in the corner. Very cold up there.
然后屋角呢会有一堆火啊这个。木头在烧房子也很冷。
Yeah, most of the winter it would be 20 to 40 below, in the winter.
整个冬天呢，基本上是零下20到40度之间。
Very small, very humble building.
非常小，非常谦卑的这个一个房子。
This is where they had the funeral.
这就是他们要举行葬礼的地方。
And the uncle and the grandfather had made a little coffin.A box.
那一个叔叔呢和这个祖父呢做了一个小小的盒子，这就是棺材。
For the little baby, yeah.
为这个小孩子。
Yeah. And on this island, there's no funeral homes. There's no. What would I say? No institution. No business.When a person dies, the family has to take care of the body.
因为在这样的一个小岛上呢，没有这种专门司葬礼的这个服务机构啊，所以也没有殡葬的仪式，全部都是这家的家人自己要去处理这个后事的。
So we, this is in January, remember?
你还记得这是一月份的。
So, we had the funeral service in the building, and then we took the little box and went down the road. It's not very far, maybe 1.5 mile, went down the road to the graveyard.
那我们做完这个葬礼仪式呢，要走大概不是特别远啊，大概1.5英里呢，就到墓地了。
And two men took picks.And shovels, and they broke through the frozen earth, and they dug a grave.
有两个人呢，他用了那个锄，就是那个锄和那个锹啊，然后在那个冻土里挖出了一个小洞了这个方正的。
And we all walked to the graveyard.
然后我们都走到那个墓地去。
And the mother and the father of this little boy. And myself and an elder stood by the grave, and the other people came around.
那孩子的父母呢？长老和我呢？我们站在这个墓边上啊，然后其他的朋友亲人站在旁边。
And so we buried the body. I read the scriptures and prayed, and then we buried the body.
我读了圣经，然后我们祷告了，然后把这个。小骨棺木放进去了。
Now they stay until the grave is filled up with the dirt.
那他们呢？夫妻俩就站在那，一直等到整个事情做完了，整个泥土盖上去了。
Shovel, several shovels in the hole, and I can tell you that when the first shovel full of dirt.Hit that little box. I became very emotional. You know, very emotional.
那就是因为放下去以后呢，就要一铲一铲的这个土往下倒了。那当那个第一铲土往下倒的时候呢，我变得非常感动。
Mm-hmm. The mother and the father were weeping.
那父母呢就在那里哭哈。
This is their first child.
这是他们第一个孩子。
Yeah. So, the grave was filled up and a little cross was put into the wood on top of the dirt and then we walked away.
那墓盖上了以后呢，上面放了一个小小的十字架，然后我们就离开了。
We went to the home of the parents, the mother and the father.
那我们回到这个父母的家。
A very small home, a very humble home, and everybody could not get in, but as many as could get in came in.
这是个非常小不能承载太多人的房间，但是呢就塞满了尽量多的人都来了。
We warmed ourselves by the fire and we had some hot tea to drink.
那我们在火边上呢取了一点暖，然后喝了一点热茶。
And then the mother said, I have a testimony I want to give.
然后接着呢这个母亲站起来了，她说我有一个见证想跟大家说。
Now these Cree Indians are very quiet. They're very reserved people. They do not talk very much.
那你要知道这个族群的人呢这个印第安的族群的人他们非常的安静，他们不是太，他们非常的保守，他们不是太常在公众场合说话的。
So I was very interested because I did not see this happen very often, that she said, I want to say something.
因为呢，我非常感兴趣，因为这是很特殊的场合，不是太常见，他们有人站起来说，我想说一点什么，这不常发生的。
She said, I knew I was expecting the baby, and I knew that the gospel meetings were at the same time that I was expecting the baby. So I asked God that I would not have the baby until after the gospel meetings so that I could go.
所以呢，她说我，知道我快要生这个孩子了，那我也知道那个时间呢正好就是我们在这之前要开这个福音会的时候，所以呢我就祷告呢跟神说呢，我希望我生孩子是在这个福音会之后哈，那这样我能够听全这个福音会的内容。
When she said that, I don't know how that affected me. When she gave that testimony, I was astounded.At that testimony.
所以当他讲这个见证的时候呢，我非常的吃惊，我在那。
You see, I had talked to a nurse at the hospital, and I asked the nurse, "What was wrong with the baby? Why did the baby die?"
因为我和一个医院的这个护士谈过，我说这个孩子怎么了哈，怎么回事
？And the nurse said.The baby was in the womb too long. It was post-mature.
然后他说这个孩子呢在妈妈肚子里太久了过久了。
So she asked God that she would not have the baby. She carried the baby an extra week. And at the end of that week, the baby was born, but not alive.
然后她特别希望听这个福音，她就说呢，我能不能晚一点啊？但是呢，一周以后呢，这个孩子就太久了，再次宫里。
She said, I wanted to go to those meetings.
她说呢，我特别想去听这些会。
Then, more surprising than her, the husband, the father of the child that died said, I want to give a testimony.
然后呢，更让我意外的呢，是这个时候呢，那个爸爸站起来，他说我也有个见证。
And it is very rare that these men would speak in public.
而且呢，在他们的族群里，男人站起来说话就更加的少了。
And this was the testimony that he gave.
这是他说的见证。
I did not want to go to the gospel meetings.
他说我不想去福音的会。
I was working when the hospital called and said my wife was at the hospital.
那我在工作啊，当医院说呢，我的太太在医院了。
So I left work and I went to the hospital as fast as I could.
所以我赶紧放下手上的工作，尽快的到医院去。
He said, this was our first child. It was a little boy. And I was so excited to bring my son home.
他说这是我们第一个孩子，我一个小男孩，我特别希望能够把他带回家。
When I got to the hospital, I found out that my son was dead. He was born dead.
然后我去了医院呢，发现我的这个儿子呢，这个出生就死了。
And he said, I left the hospital and I went back to our home.
他说我就离开医院，我回家了。
I went into the room where we were going to bring our first child, our little boy, our son.
我们去到那个房间啊，我们准备迎接这个孩子的那个房间。
We had put special wallpaper on the wall.
我们在墙上呢做了一些特殊的墙纸。
And we had special toys, stuffed toys, you know.
我们弄了一些很特别的玩具放在地上。
And then we had the little crib where we were going to put our baby boy.
我们放了一个特别的小床啊，给我们这个小孩的。
And he said, I went into that room and I knelt down beside that crib and I wept and I wept and I wept.
他说我进到这个房间，我跪在这个小床前，我就一直在哭啊。
Then he said, I lifted my eyes and my voice and this is what I said.
然后他说呢，我抬起我的眼，然后我开始说，这是我说的。
Devil, what do you have for me? And God, what do you have for me? For today I will choose.
他说，恶者啊，你有什么给我的，神，你有什么给我的？我今天要做选择。
He said, I waited and I waited for the answer.
然后我一直等啊等。
As I looked at the crib, it was empty. My son was not there.
然后我等啊等，我看见那个小床的还是空的，我儿子不在呢。
And all the devil could offer me was death and separation.
恶者能给我的就是死亡和分离。
And the Lord Jesus could offer me life and forgiveness of sins.
Amen. 然后主耶稣能给我生命和罪的赦免。
So he said, today I choose the Lord to serve him.
他说今天我要选择耶稣 我来选择主。
He is telling that story with all of his friends there in the house.
他来讲这个故事，他所有的朋友都在这个房子里。
What will it take before you choose?
那
What has to happen?
什么样的事需要发生在我们真的做这样的选择之前？
The choice, the options are no good. There's nothing to choose false gods or other gods or anything else cannot compare with what the Lord offers you.
因为那恶者，那假神能带给我们根本和神能带给我们的不能相比的。Amen.
So Joshua says to these people, choose you today whom you will serve.
他说今天就要选择你要侍奉谁呀。
And then Joshua takes the lead.
然后呢约书亚自己先做了选择。
He said, you follow me, I'll tell you what I'm going to choose today.
他说你们要跟随我但是我要告诉你我要选择谁。
This is always the marks of a good leader. He always goes before and he always sets the example.
这就是一个好的领导者应该有的样子。他总是走在队伍的前面他总是成为一个好的榜样。
So Joshua says, whoever you want to choose, choose. The gods that are not gods or the living God, choose. But as for me, he said, and my house.
所以他说呢不管你们要选选那些假神还是选真正的活着的上帝但是至于我们家呢我和我家呢
We will serve the Lord.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Have you ever seen that little plaque, littlegospel verse that people hang in their houses. Maybe you go into the house and it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a good plaque to get.
你们看见过那种牌子哈这里有的时候会家里会挂挂在家里上面写就写的这句经文。至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。这是个非常好的一个牌子。
But,Don't put that plaque on your wall unless you mean it.
所以但是呢你要记得不要把这个牌子挂在墙上除非你是真的这么想。
Yeah, just to hang a Bible verse on your wall is not enough. You have got to follow through with your life, your heart.
所以只是把一节圣经挂在墙上不是有意义的事是你必须要自己也是这么认为你愿意去跟随它。
Let me tell you three things about Joshua in that statement that he made.
那我要告诉大家三件事约书亚在这个经文上他们想讲的内容。
And you might want to write these down.
你可能想把它写下来啊。
There are three things I know about Joshua from the statement that he made.
有三件事我知道约书亚在这里想说。
The first thing that I know about Joshua is that he is a man of decision.
我第一个我知道呢他是一个有决断力的人。
He said to the people, you choose, but I choose to serve the Lord. He was a man of decision.
虽然他跟别的以色列人说你们要做好这个选择但他说我已经做好了这个选择就是要侍奉耶和华。
Notice,He included his family.
注意他这里把他的家也算进来了。
As for me and my house.
他说至于我和我家。
Did you know that God expects the man to be the spiritual leader in the home?
你们不知道你们知不知道上帝期望一个男人是在家里属灵的。那个领导者。
The man is to set the example in Bible reading and prayer.
这个家里的男人他需要成为一个榜样是读经和祷告的榜样。
The man is to set the example in giving of time and money and resources. Giving.
男人也要成为这样的榜样把时间把金钱把资源 交在上帝手里，这个给予啊。
The man is to set the example in serving the Lord.
也需要男人需要是家里这个榜样，是侍奉神的榜样。
God holds the man accountable for his home.
所以上帝是要为一个家来质问，或者说这个责任，把责任是放在男人身上，对，带领一个家的责任神是放在男人身上。
That does not mean that the man takes his Bible and beats his wife or his children into subjection. No.
这并不是说呢，这个男人是需要拿起圣经来打他的太太，来打他的孩子，让他们来顺服啊，不是这个意思。
He sets the example and they want to follow him.
他自己愿意跟随，然后他成为一个跟随的榜样，以至于他的太太和孩子也愿意跟着他一起来做。
So Joshua was a man of decision, not only for himself, but he said, "My family will serve the Lord too, because I will set the example for them to follow."
所以约书亚这里的意思就是，他不但自己他愿意跟随，他也自己会成为一个好的榜样。吸引他的全家一起来跟随，所以他说我和我家都是这样。
So Joshua first of all was a man of decision.
所以第一呢，约书亚是一个有决断力的男人。
Number two, Joshua was a man of determination. He's going to do it. Determination.
他是一个约书亚也是一个有执行力的男人，其实也是决定的意思。
We find that in these words, "We will serve the Lord." We will.
他这里说呢，我们会，我们必定啊。
Not we might, not we're going to think about it, not it's just a suggestion, but we will.
所以他这里并不是说呢，我们可能。这是一个选择，大概他说我们必定。
Joshua was a man of determination.
所以约书亚是一个言出必践的人。
And thirdly, Joshua was a man of devotion.
所以约书亚也是一个有热情的人。
We will serve the Lord.
他要侍奉耶和华。
With all my heart and with all my mind,in sincerity and in truth, our lives are going to be dedicated to serve the Lord.
用我的全心全意来侍奉耶和华，侍奉他的神。
In our homes and in our churches, God has given the man or the men to set the example for us to follow.
在教会在家里呢，上帝要设定男人呢是成为那个榜样，以至于后面其他的人可以跟随。
Joshua is taking his rightful place in leadership by making these statements.
那约书亚呢做了一个正确的决定啊，那成为那真正的领导者。
Okay, so we have the challenge, we have the question, in verse 16, we're going to suggest, verse 16 through verse 18, what was the people's response to that?
那16节和18节呢，就是百姓的回应。
Let me read verses 16 through 18. Verse 16, "And the people answered and said, 'God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods.'"
16到18节，16节说呢，百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神。
Verse 17, "For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed."
因耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。
Verse 18, And the Lord drove out from before us all of the people, even the Amorites, which lived or dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God.
耶和华又把住此地的亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。
The people's response was positive.
百姓的回应是非常正面的。
The people reminded themselves of all that God had done.
人们就提醒了自己啊，就是神已经做的那些美好的事。
I want you to remind yourself today of all that God has done in your life.
我希望大家今天呢，也在心里提醒自己，神在你生命当中所做的一切的美好的事。
If you can think back to a time when you became a Christian, and then you can think of the days or the weeks or the months or even the years since then,Has God ever failed? Is the question.
所以你如果可以想起你成为基督徒的那一天，那从那个时候往后，不管是多少天多少年，神是不是真的失败过？
When I look back in my life, all I can see is the grace of God and the goodness of God.
看到我自己，我想到我过去的一生，我看能看见的就是。神的好和神的恩典。
This year in August will be 48 years ago that I trusted the Lord.
如果今年呢算上，那到八月份，那就是我信主已经48年了。
Yeah, and God has never failed.
神从来没有失败过，没有让我失望过。
And it is a really good exercise.To sometimes just stop and think of all that God has done.
这是一个非常好的练习，就是有的时候你停下来回想一下神在你一生当中的作为。
So sort of get this scene in your mind. So Joshua says, "Okay, God did everything. Now choose, and I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to serve the Lord." And they said.Oh, God forbid. We don't want to serve other gods. We will serve the Lord too.
你可以想想这个画面在当时。那约书亚说呢，那现在有两个选择，你们一定要选。那不管你们怎么选，我总是要跟随耶和华。然后百姓一听呢，那我们也要，我们不敢离弃耶和华，我们也要选择耶和华。
Okay. So let's go back to verse 18 and look at the end of verse 18.
那我们回到十八节，看到十八节的后半段。
Therefore, the very last part, therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God.
所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。
Now, you've got to feel a bit of the emotion or the setting in which this happens.
你可能会感觉得到这当时的一些背景，就他们当时里面的那个心情。
I mean, this is a big deal. This is like right now, we're going to go around the room, okay? And everybody's going to say, now, do you serve the Lord? Are you going to serve the Lord? Are you going to serve? And we're going to go around and everybody's going to make a decision whether they serve the Lord or not.
这个是一个非常大的事情，这就像我们今天在座的一桌啊，那么多人，我们一个一个往下传，那你要不要侍奉神？你要不要侍奉神？他在当时面临一个特别大的选择。
Did you ever notice it's a lot easier to make a decision when you're in a crowd than it is when it's only you and you have to answer for yourself？
你有没有这样的经历？就是。你在一群人当中做一个决定要容易得多，比什么容易得多呢？比你一个人安静时候待在家里 面对那个神的时候，你要去做一个决定，那个一群人的时候容易得多。
But the truth is, every one of us have to make a decision. I can't make a decision for Lung or my wife or for you. I can only make a decision for myself.
但问题是呢，每一个人都必须对自己的生命负责，做一个自己的选择。只有弟兄不能做一个选择为我做，也不能为他的太太做，也不能为大家做，这样的选择是非常个人的。
So it might go something like this. Joshua challenges them, they respond in a positive way, and they say, we're going to serve the Lord, and you can almost hear the cymbals like a great crescendo of praise.We will serve the Lord with you, Joshua. Yes.
你能想象当时的情形就是这样。约书亚讲完以后呢，大家其实就在一群人聚集的当中，高声的呼喊说：“我们也要跟随耶和华。”他们，是在一个公众聚集的情形下一起喊出来的。
So we ask ourselves the question: How did Joshua respond to what the people said?
那我们可能会问呢，那约书亚是怎么来回应人们的这个反应呢？
Do you know what Joshua said?
你猜约书亚说什么？
Joshua said, I've heard the wind blow before.
约书亚说呢，我以前也听过这个风在吹呀。
In other words, I've heard you say that time and time again, but you never did it. You just said it. That's all you did.
然后呢，约瑟其实说，我听啊，这个你们讲了不止一遍的讲，你们只是讲讲而已啊。
Let me put it this way: God is not so concerned with your words as He is with the attitude of your heart.
所以我们换个表达方式呢，应该这么说：神其实并不太在意你说什么，而是在意你的心里的态度是什么。
Maybe you have been to a meeting where the preacher, says, if you want Jesus in your heart, raise your hand.
也许你会经历这样的一种聚会啊，那个站在台上的那个牧师会说呢，你如果想信靠耶稣的举手。
Or if you want to trust the Lord,come up to the front of the church.
或者说呢，你谁愿意相信耶稣呢，就跑到台前来。
You can trust the Lord by raising your hand or going up to the front, but raising your hand or going up to the front is not trusting the Lord, but it is something that you do outwardly in front of others.
当然你可以信靠耶稣，借着这样的方式举手或者到台前来，但是呢，举手到台前来并不等于你信靠了耶稣，而是你信靠耶稣的心，你里面那颗态度自然外在的表现会带出这个行为。
Sometimes a preacher might say, pray this prayer and you will become a Christian.
有的时候呢，那个讲道的人会说呢，你跟着我做这个祷告，你就成了基督徒。
You can pray a prayer and become a Christian, but praying a prayer does not make you a Christian.
你可以做一个祷告，当你成为基督徒的时候，但是你做一个祷告本身不能让你成为基督徒。
There are no magic words. There's no magic prayer that makes you a Christian.
因为没有一个魔法式的祷告，没有一个魔法式的话语。讲出来你就成了基督徒，没有这样。
It is the attitude of your heart.
这是完全是你里面的心呢，你的态度。
Do you understand that you've broken God's laws, you've sinned against God, and you understand how serious that is, and you thank God for His Son and what His Son has done for you. You is not how many words you say.
他不是在乎你讲了多少话，而是你心里是不是真的知道你犯了神的律法，你是一个罪人，神为你做了什么，你特别的从心里感谢他，你愿意跟随他，这是完全从里面出来的选择和态度。
So when Joshua says choose, and the people said, we also choose to serve the Lord, Joshua says, I hope you mean it this time because you've said it a lot of times before and you didn't.
所以呢，当约书亚说 我和我家要跟随底下的群众们一起说我们也要做，约书亚的态度说的，我真的希望你们这次是真的这么说的，也这么真的这么做。
Verse 19 and 20.
那19节和20节。
Verse 19, and Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God, and he will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you, even after he has done you good.
19节，约书亚对百姓说，你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭邪的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。你们若离弃耶和华去侍奉外邦神，耶和华在降福之后必转而降祸于你们，把你们灭绝。
And Joshua said to these people, if you don't mean it, it's worse for you, becauseThis God that fought for you, he's going to fight against you if you don't mean it.
如果约书亚其实就在说你心口不一呢，还不如不说。这个神呢，他是祭邪的神呢，他之前怎么样的帮你，他在之后他甚至会降祸于你。
He is a jealous God.
他是一个祭邪的神。
No. It hurts.God's heart, if his people are flirting around with other gods or the world around them.
这样的神他会受很大的伤害啊，就是如果他的孩子就是这个以色列的人，他们去拜那些个地上的假神呢。
Can you imagine a husband watching his wife flirt with other men.
你能想象这样的场景，比如一个丈夫他看见他太太去和其他的人调情，这样的情景。
You imagine how that must make that man feel?
你觉得这样的事实会让那个男人怎么感受？
How do you think God feels when we flirt around with the world and with other gods and not even gods?
那神会怎么样想，当我们和世界的神和世界在拜他们的偶像。
So Joshua says, if you forsake him and serve strange gods, it's going to be worse. God's going to discipline you. He's going to fight against you.
这就是耶稣亚说，你若离弃呢，去侍奉外邦神，神必与你为敌。
Okay.So verse 21.
21节
The people said unto Joshua, No, but we will serve the Lord.
百姓回答约书亚说，不然我们定要侍奉耶和华。
The people insist that they really mean it this time.
因为人们就特别的坚持说，这次他是真心的，他们就是这么想的。
They might even say, Joshua, we know that we have said it before and we didn't do it, but this time we're really going to do it.
他们跟约书亚说，我们也知道以前我们是说了又没有做，但这次我是认真的。
Let me ask you a question. If or have you ever said you were going to do something for God and you didn't do it?
那或者我们换个比方，那我们有没有说过，我们跟神说我要做一点什么事，但是我没有做呢？最后
，But you said it, but you didn't do it.
你说了，但是就没有做。
It wasn't very long. Only a few months after I became a Christian, I was going to a church in Birmingham, Alabama.
我得救不久呢，我就去了一个阿拉巴马的教会。
And once a year in that church, everybody wrote a declaration of how much money they planned to give the church that year. They had a day, one day in the year, and everybody promised how much money they were going to give the church.
在那个教会呢，有个小的这个传统，就是每年有一天哈，可能是年初的一天呢，每一个人会说一个意愿或者想法，他这一年想要奉献给教会多少钱。
So I'm just a young Christian, and I don't know too much, but I thought I should give something. So I made a pledge, and I said, I will give this much.
然后呢，我是一个年轻基督徒啊，我也觉得我大概应该有点做点，应该做点什么。所以我也写了做了，相当于做了一个宣誓，我自己写在那个条上，每个人要写在封起来的一个条上。
But I never gave it.
但是我从来就没做。
I didn't give.
我就之后从来没给过。
I didn't even stay there very long. Within a short period of time, I left that church in Alabama. I went to California to another church.
然后我干脆在那就没待多久，我就很快离开了，然后就去了加利福尼亚的一个教会。
I forgot all about it.
我就完全忘了，把这事给忘了。
And then I went to Canada to Bible school.
然后呢，我就去了加拿大，去了一个圣经学校。
And it was many years passed.
很多年过去了。
And one day, God said to me, "Do you remember the promise you made?" About that money you were going to give to the church.
然后突然有一天呢，神就让我想起来，他说你还记不记得你曾经承诺过要给一个教会多少钱呢？
I said, Lord, surely you're not bringing that up now after all these years. I mean, what, you know, yes, I'm bringing that up, he said.
然后我跟主说呢，我说你应该不会再说起，记起来这件事情，这么多年了。
Well, the first thing I thought about was, do I owe interest on that too?
然后第一件我想起来的是，我是不是还得还点利息啊？好多年了。
You know, maybe it's doubled or tripled by now, you know.
因为时间太久了，没准已经两三倍了，应该。
So I took my checkbook.And I wrote out the check for the amount, and I put it in an envelope, and I sent it to the church.
然后我就写了一张支票，放在信封里，寄给了那个教会。
The interesting thing is, that check was never cashed. I think God only wanted me to be willing to do it. I don't know what happened at the other end. But God says, no, you mean it. It's okay. We won't cash that check. I just wanted you to do what you said you were going to do.
Amen. 有意思的故事，有意思的部分就是呢，支票寄出去了，但是呢，就一直没有被兑现。他也不知道对方发生了什么，但是这张支票呢，就始终就对方就没有去把它兑现。神呢就是要他的心意了，神就是要你的心意。神说呢，那其实就是要你要知道你的心是怎么样，他并不是要你的钱啊。不知道对方发生了什么，但是这张支票呢，其实他也没有真正给出去，但是他的确愿意给出去。
Man, I didn't know that was so complicated. Amazing.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it is. I know. So, anyhow, my question to you is, can you think of anything that you ever promised to the Lord you were going to do and you didn't do? Maybe you want to reconsider and follow through with that.
所以我的问题就是你有没有说过或者想过一些你曾经想替神做但是没有做的呢，你总会可以去想一想然后、
okay. So Joshua says, do you mean it? And in verse 21, the people says, yes, we mean it.
然后呢，21节说呢， 百姓说呢，不然我就这个意思，我们这次一定要侍奉耶和华。
Okay, so verse 22.
22节。
In verse 22, Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Yeah, that's all I'll go.
约书亚对百姓说，二十二节，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。他们说，我们愿意做见证。
Mm-hmm. I think how we could understand this is that, do you say you're going to serve the Lord? And they said, yes, we say we're going to serve the Lord. He says, okay, let's write that down and let's put your name on it. Let's write down that Joe says he is going to serve the Lord and let's let Joe sign that.
所以约书亚在这里其实就相当于说呢，那我们把它写下来，就像呢，他说 Joe 愿意信靠神，那写下来让 Joe 来签这个字。
In other words, you're witnesses against yourself. Whatever you said, that's what you have to do.
这相当于给自己做见证，就是我不管说什么，这就是我愿意从里面出来的，我愿意做。
Yeah. And they agreed. They said, okay, yes, we will be witnesses against ourselves.
那他们答应了，他们说好啊，对，可以，我们愿意。
So verse 23.
23节。
Joshua said, put away the strange gods which are among you and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel.
你们现在23节要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。
In other words, Joshua says, if you really mean it, prove it.
或者换句话说呢，约书亚说，你们如果真的是这么样的想法，来证明给我看。
Now, they already had strange gods. They already had that.
因为他们已经有那些假神了。
You see what he says in 23? Put away the strange gods which are among you. You already, they're there.
所以23节说把外邦人除掉，说明外邦神除掉，说明在他们里面已经在拜外邦神。
Do you have any strange gods in your life?
在我们的生命中有没有这种外邦神？
What kind of strange gods you might say?
各种各样奇怪的神。
How about gold?
黄金是不是那样一个神？
Every time you turn the TV on, you know what they say? Buy gold, buy gold. Paper money is no good. Get gold.
我们每次打开电视都会有人说，哎呀，这个纸币不保值啊，赶紧买点黄金呢。
And if you can buy silver, it's the best time to buy silver. It's lower than it's ever been. And silver's going up. Buy silver.
买银子，买银子，银子会涨的。
Strange gods. Gold or silver. How about houses and land? You know, with the price of real estate in Vancouver, I wish that I could email my property at home to Vancouver and sell it. I wish I could do that.
或者换句话说，你们的这个房子哈，是不是呢？那我，比如说温哥华的房子一直很贵。他说我特别盼望我能回家，把我家的那个房子 email 过来，在这里卖哈。
I have one acre.
我有一公顷的地啊。
You know, and it's so small compared to my neighbors. You know, so small.
那我这一公顷的地，在我的邻居里是最小的。
But some people serve gold and they serve silver and they serve houses and they serve land. That's what their life is all about.
但是很多人呢，他在服侍外邦的神，他在服侍金银，他在服侍房子、地，很多的东西。
You know, sometimes people worship movie stars.
甚至有人这个
actors.
甚至有人崇拜这个影星。演员
they act They act all right. They're hypocrites. They pretend to be somebody they are not.
其实呢，他们拜的这个演员，他在演嘛，演就是他不是他自己，他在演一个，他是假的东西。
So, some people want to be like some famous singer or some famous athlete.And they follow them, and they know their life, and they know all about them. It is their God.
有的人呢，他就跟随那些歌星，跟随那些著名的运动员，想了解他们一切的事，跟随他，这就他们心里的事。
Before I became a Christian, my car was so clean that you could eat a meal off of the motor of that car.It was so clean, it would be like your dinner plate.
Your car?
My car, yes, my car.
Before you are Christian.
Before I was a Christian, I kept it, it was my God.
他在得救之前呢，他的车哈，他打扫得特别干净，就像你的那个晚餐盘子那么干净，这就是他的神了。
But all my time and all my money in my car.My car.
他所有的时间和钱全花在他那辆小车上了，就把他拾到的特别清楚，特别干净。
Think about it. Somebody runs through a red light, and they break your God. like boom, your God's gone all of a sudden.
你可以想一想，假设你的开着开着，有人闯了红灯，咣一下撞了你的车，就把你的神撞掉了。这个很痛苦的事。
Electronics,
oh, 电子产品哈，原电子产品啊，你这对，小孩就是整天看着个电子。
Some people are slaves to this. They are slaves.
很多人是电子产品的。
Can you live one day without this?
有的人你能说我有一天不用电子产品可以吗
?You say, oh, God forbid, I must have this, you know.
我必须要这个。很多人是电子产品的奴隶。
So Joshua, oh, there it goes. See, I'm so Joshua says, if you really mean it, get rid of the strange gods in your life. Get rid of them.
所以约书亚就是个意思。
Put them away.
你真的是这么想，那你在你的生命把这些假神都弄掉。
We know this is a tool. It is a piece of electronics.
然后我只知道的这个东西只是一个工具，它是一些电子的工具。
In itself, it is not good or evil.
它本身不是善的或者恶的，好的或者坏的。
This is no different from a hammer. A hammer that you nail nails with. This is a tool, a hammer is a tool.
所以呢，手机和一个锤子其实没什么区别，它都是一个工具。那个锤子是用来敲钉子的，手机是用来做事的。
I can take.A hammer, and I can build a house, something very good, something very valuable.
我可以用一个锤子呢，来造房子，造个很好。
Or I could take a hammer and tear a house down.
我也可以用个锤子把房子给拆了。
It is how I use the tool.
这是在乎我怎么用这个工具，而不在乎工具本身。
How do you use this?
你怎么样使用这个手机
？It is a tool.
这只是一个工具。
There is so much evil available right here, you would not believe it.
因为手机里有很多你不愿意你不能去相信的恶的信息。
And it is the way you use it will determine whether this is a God in your life or not.
所以你怎么样的使用这个手机会决定了它是不是你生命中的那个神。
Our time is up. Next week we're going to take upwith this verse, put away the strange gods. And maybe you want to think this week, do I have any strange gods in my life that I need to deal with?
那我们下一周会继续讲这个话题。也许这一周里呢，我们可以在心里问问自己，我的生命中有没有需要处理的假神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for exposing us to the Word of God.
主啊，谢谢您让我们能够得着神的话。
We pray that your Spirit would prick our hearts and give us understanding.
主啊，愿您的圣灵戳中我们的心，让我们能够明白。
We hope that we would have the courage to make the right decision.
也我们也盼望自己有这样的勇气做正确的决定。
And that that decision will not just be words, but our lives will be changed.
这样的决定不单单是话语的，而是我们的生命会随之改变的决定。
Help all of us today to choose to serve the Lord.
帮助我们今天所有人来选择信靠耶稣。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉主的名， amen.
Amen.